they have to tell me out of something.
if you had like a milk or something, and you might you pour
strain it.
Yeah.
All right.
Now a type of pie that's made in a deep dish that's got like a layer.
Cobbler.
And if somebody had a really good appetite, you might say, "Oh, he sure likes to put away his
food or grub or."
And you know what kind of a sweetened milk that you might pour over cobbler or something?
Buttermilk.
And well, have you ever had anything where people would take milk and just regular milk, not buttermilk, but take it and they heat it up and thicken it a little bit and put sugar and maybe a little nutmeg or something and then pour it over cobbler?
I've seen people pour milk on cobbler and
but just
like
ordinary
that,
milk, but
just milk.
Mm-hmm.
Put some ice cream on top of it or something like that.
Food that people eat in between meals, you call it
snacks.
And in talking about eating, you might say, in reference to breakfast, every morning, in talking about eating breakfast, you say, every morning at 7 o'clock, I
eat breakfast?
Yes, exactly. It's that easy. And then you say, and then if you're
really looking for something hard there.
you're trying to make this hard. And then you said, and yesterday at that time, I had already...
had already eaten breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And then last week, every day I...
ate breakfast.
What do you drink? What do people drink for breakfast? A lot of people.
Coffee, milk, orange juice.
What do you drink when you're thirsty?
In water.
You're very good. And you drink water out of a...
glass.
And suppose...
cup.
Yeah, whatever. And if suppose the glass fell off the sink and you might say, I didn't
break the glass.
But somebody else
broke the glass.
And if I ask you how much did you water or something did you drink, you say, well, I
drank.
And tomorrow I'll
drink.
And if your meal was on the table and everybody was standing around waiting to start, you might say, just hurry up and if you want him to go ahead and get at
sit
it.
Sit down? Wash up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sit down?
You know, if somebody came in the dining room and you might ask them to sit down and then then they went ahead and...
joined us?
Yeah, and then if they were sitting, you'd say they went ahead and...
sat down?
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't want somebody, if you were passing food around, you didn't want somebody to wait until it was passed back again, you'd say, well, just go ahead and...
reach?
And if they already had it in their hands, and you'd say, well, just, if it was potatoes, you'd say, well, just,
help yourself.
And then if a person did that, you'd say, well, he went ahead and...
helped himself.
And if you decided that you didn't want to eat something that was being passed around, you might say, well, no, thank you, I don't believe I'd...
care for that?
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been... like if you had it for lunch and then you have it again.
Leftovers.
And when you eat, you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And things like all kind of peas and beets and beans and
vegetable.
Yeah. And people grow vegetables in a
garden.
And corn that's been ground and has the shell and then people eat it for breakfast. It's white.